We begin with a prayer to the Lord to seek His blessing upon our worship. O Lord God, our Heavenly Father, not even the heavens of heavens can contain You, yet You have chosen to be here among us in Your holy sanctuary. We come into Your presence with awe and wonder, realizing that You are here with us in Your glory and holiness. We come into Your presence with joy and rejoicing, for here we see Your grace and receive Your mercy. May our worship be pleasing to You, and may we be strengthened and blessed by Your Holy Spirit. Hear us and bless us for Christ's sake. Amen. We continue with the singing of hymn 902, Lord Jesus Christ Be Present Now. Please stand. We conduct this service in the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. O come, let us worship and bow down. Let us kneel before the Lord our Maker, for He is our God, and we are the people of His pasture, and the sheep of His hand. Lord, You have been our dwelling place in all generations. Before the mountains were brought forth, or ever You had formed the earth and the world, even from everlasting to everlasting, You are God. The days of our lives are 70 years, and if by reason of strength they are 80 years, yet their boast is only labor and sorrow, for it is soon cut off, and we fly away. O satisfy us early with Your mercy, that we may rejoice and be glad all our days. Let Your work appear to Your servants, and Your glory to their children. And let the beauty of the Lord our God be upon us, and establish the work of our hands for us. Yes, establish the work of our hands. We make confession of our sins. Almighty and most merciful Father, I have strayed from Your paths like a lost sheep. Out of my heart have come evil thoughts, emotions, and desires. I have offended against your holy law of love in my words and actions. I am truly sorry for all my offenses of thought, word, and deed. Have mercy on me and forgive me for Jesus' sake. Restore me and revive my spirit according to the promise you have declared to me in Jesus Christ, my Lord. Fill my heart with your love that I may lead a godly and righteous life to the glory of your name. Lift up your hearts in peace and with joy. The Lord God, according to his promise, is slow to anger and abounding in mercy and love. By the command and in the stead of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, I forgive you all your sins. In the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. We pray. Eternal God and Father, before whom all generations rise and fall, teach us to think earnestly on the brevity of our lives and the immensity of your goodness. Help us to enter the new year, trusting in the name of your Son and walking in the way of peace through the same Jesus Christ our Lord, who lives and reigns with you in the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever. Amen. Please be seated. In our two scripture readings this morning, we have two different benedictions. In Numbers, it is what we referred to the Aaronic or the benediction of Aaron. And in Romans, we find what is referred to as the apostolic benediction, which we use quite often each Sunday at the end of the service. We begin with Numbers chapter 6, verses 22 to 27. And the Lord spoke to Moses, saying, "Speak to Aaron and his sons, saying, this is the way you shall bless the children of Israel. Say to them, the Lord bless you and keep you. The Lord make his face shine upon you and be gracious to you. The Lord lift up his countenance upon you and give you peace. So they shall put my name on the children of Israel, and I will bless them." We continue with the reading of Paul's letter to the Romans, chapter 1, verses 1 to 7. Paul, a bondservant of Jesus Christ, called to be an apostle, separated to the gospel of God, which he promised before through his prophets and the Holy Scriptures, concerning his Son, Jesus Christ, our Lord, who was born of the seed of David according to the flesh, and declared to be the Son of God with power according to the Spirit of holiness by the resurrection from the dead. Through him we have received grace and apostleship for obedience to the faith among all nations for his name, among whom also you are called of Jesus Christ. To all who are in Rome, beloved of God, called to be saints, grace to you and peace from God our Father and the Lord Jesus Christ. Please stand as we join and make confessions of our faith, and we're using the words that are taken from hymn 553. We all believe in one true God, Father, Son, and Holy Ghost, ever present help in need, praised by all the heavenly host. All he made his love enfold, all creation he upholds. We all believe in Jesus Christ, Son of God and Mary's Son, who descended from his throne and for us salvation won, by whose cross and death are we rescued from all misery. We confess the Holy Ghost, who from both in truth proceeds, who sustains and comforts us in all trials, fears, and needs. Blessed Holy Trinity, praise forever be to thee. Amen. Please be seated. We continue with the singing of hymn 896, Now Greet the Swiftly Changing Year. Please stand for the reading of the sermon text. Grace and peace be unto you from God our Father and from our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Amen. Those words of God that we consider on this New Year's Day is taken from the book of the Psalms, Psalm 67. God be merciful to us and bless us and cause his face to shine upon us, Selah, that your way may be known on earth, your salvation among all nations. Let the peoples praise you, O God. Let all the peoples praise you. Oh, let the nations be glad and sing for joy, for you shall judge the people righteously and govern the nations on earth, Selah. Let the peoples praise you, O God. Let all the peoples praise you. Then the earth shall yield her increase. God, our own God, shall bless us. God shall bless us, and all the ends of the earth shall fear him. So far our text. Please be seated. In the name of the eternal Lord and Savior God, who desires everyone to be blessed with everlasting salvation, dear fellow redeemed. Time is one of those important measures we consider in this earthly life as this temporal world makes its way from eternity to eternity. That is, from the creation of the world, the beginning of time, to all the time, to the end of time, when timelessness will once again commence. With the aid of the Bible record, we are able to calculate from the beginning of time that the Lord has been overseeing and governing the world with his providential care according to his divine purpose for some 6,000 or so years. In all his governance of this world, which is carried out in righteousness, it has been and ever shall be his ultimate purpose to rule in such a way the people all over the world will become a part of his eternal kingdom. Contrary to the faulty beliefs of the evolutionists, we're not living here in an ancient world that is counted in millions or billions of years, nor are we subject to blind luck and chance happenings. This is the foolishness and blindness of man. When we come to this juncture in time, we add another year from the time when Jesus made entrance into this world, born of the Virgin Mary. We refer to this new year as 2045 AD. AD, as you may well know, is an abbreviation, Latin term, Anno Domini, in the year of our Lord, since Christ was born. Another measurement of time we keep track of is the number of years that we have lived in this temporal world. The responsive reading that we had just a short time ago from Psalm 90, we were reminded that we might expect to live possibly 70 or 80 years or so before the end of our earthly pilgrimage comes. Here too, the length of our lives is not left up to chance. For as the Word of God reveals, our times are in God's hands. He determined the length of our life in this world before we enter that timelessness of eternity that lies beyond this temporal world. This brings us to an eternally critical measurement of time, which we refer to as the time of grace. The teachings from Holy Scripture explain this as a time or period that God gives us opportunity to come to the knowledge and faith in Jesus as our Lord and Savior. And once we've learned of him and put our trust in him for forgiveness and salvation, the chief most concern that the Lord has for us is that in our time of grace remaining, we're kept in the faith to the very end. And to use us as his ambassadors to bring others to the knowledge of their Savior. No one knows except God how long our life will be in this world. It can be anywhere from shortly after birth, all the way up to the upper years of our senior citizenship. Not knowing how long that time of grace will be impresses upon its importance of making the best of the time that we have before we depart this life, to make use of the time to remain in the faith with God's help, and also to be instrumental in reaching out to others with the eternal critical goal in mind. In this very important matter, Psalm 67 supplies us with a very timely prayer to use for ourselves and all others. It's a prayer that God bless us with his saving favor in our time of grace, and as the saving message goes out in the world, that all the nations of the world would be blessed in this matter in joining us in praising our eternal God and Savior. That part of the prayer which we offer for ourselves as children of God is found in the opening verse of our text. God be merciful to us and bless us, and cause his face to shine upon us. Sound familiar? It has some of the same expressions in them that's found in the benediction that we use Sunday after Sunday at the end of the service. The Lord bless you and keep you. The Lord make his face shine upon you and be gracious to you. The Lord lift up his countenance upon you and give you peace. We come to know and appreciate that this benediction that is spoken at the end of the service are not words of wishful thinking or high-sounding platitudes which have no effect upon our lives. No, these are words of blessing that God would have us speak on his behalf, to the intent that he would pour out upon us his bountiful blessings of infinite mercy, his unbounded grace, and his divine favor. This threefold blessing is assuring us that the triune God is faithful and graciously helping us in every need of body and soul. That the Heavenly Father, our Creator and Preserver, cares for all our earthly needs and keeps us safe from all harm and danger. That our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ is ever favorable to us and causing God to graciously shine upon us by forgiving us all our sins day after day without fail on account of the sin atoning sacrifice of Christ on the cross. And that the Holy Spirit leads us to repent day by day of our sins and to turn to the Lord for his pardon. And to bless us with a spirit of peace in knowing that we are forgiven for Jesus' sake, and with a spirit of love, so that in our life we will show kindness and consideration to those around us, and also to bless us with hope by imparting to us the confident knowledge that because of Jesus' work of salvation, when we depart this life, no question, we'll be going to heaven because of our Savior Jesus. So then, in the petitions we offer up in the verse 1 of Psalm 67, we're telling the Lord that our requests of him are the very same blessings that he promises to give us when we speak the words of the benediction. And so when we say these words, this prayer in Psalm 67, the first verse, we're saying to the Lord, yes, and amen to his promised blessings, and telling him this is our prayer as well that we desire of him. As we look back over the past year just gone by, all of us can say in all truthfulness that God has been faithful in pouring out his abundant blessings upon us each and every day of our lives. He has fed, clothed, and housed us. When we were sick or injured, he was by our side and in many cases provided healing. In times of trial and tribulation, he sustained us and kept us safe with his protective care. Through his word and sacraments, he has nourished our souls refreshed us, comforted us, preserved us in the faith. And when the time of grace has been brought to an end for our loved ones who died in the Lord, we have the wonderful comfort of knowing they entered the eternal bliss of heaven. Thanks and praise be to God for his gracious and bountiful blessings. The second part of the prayer found in Psalm 67 is for the sake of all other people and nations of the world. In verse 2, we join the psalmist in petitioning the Lord, saying to him, that your way may be known on earth, your salvation among all nations. This is basically a mission prayer. We're saying to the Lord that we greatly desire the fulfillment of the promise that he made to the Old Testament patriarch Abraham when he said to him, in you and in your seed, all the families of the earth shall be blessed. We've come to know and rejoice in the fact that that promised seed of Abraham is none other than Jesus. In order for all the families of the earth to be blessed in this way and to join us in praising God with glad and joyful hearts, the saving message of the gospel needs to go out every single day, both near and far, by Christians like you and me. When this takes place, there is a wonderful harvest that occurs, which the psalmist speaks of in verse 6. Then the earth shall yield her increase. God, our own God, shall bless us. This harvest that the earth yields is most likely a harvest of souls, not of grain or fruit. It is the glorious ingathering of precious souls into the kingdom of God for whom Jesus shed his precious blood. In this way, God our God shall bless us and all the people. Having come to the end of another year in the long history of this world, there are Christians wondering why the Lord Jesus didn't come a second time to bring an end to this world that's been referred to in Scripture as a veil of tears and usher in eternity. All of us who cling to Jesus by faith, we look forward with eager anticipation for his return, because he's going to take us to a new, perfected earth. And we'll live in that new world with glorified, perfected bodies and souls, never again to face death, never again to face all the problems that we experience in this world. Looking forward to that day, we keep on praying, come, Lord Jesus, come quickly. But that final end of time didn't come in 2024. There have also been Christians who have wondered why the Lord hasn't brought an end to their time of grace and taking them out of this wretched, miserable world through death, so that they can finally join the hosts of heaven and dwell with God in eternity. Why is it that Jesus didn't return and bring an end to this world? Well, it's because there are still precious souls that the Lord wants to reach out to with the gospel and gather them into his eternal kingdom and finally into his kingdom of glory. And why is it that some people who are looking forward to death don't experience that final end in this temporal world? It's because God still has a purpose for us. No matter how old, no matter what our condition of life is, we all have a purpose. I remember going many times to the nursing home where people are well up in years and they're wondering, why doesn't the Lord take me? I'm ready. What can I do? I'm here maybe laid up in bed and there's very little I can do. Well, I remind them, you can still pray. You can pray for many people out there who may not know Jesus. And pray for those who know Jesus to keep them in the faith. Everyone still living as believers have a purpose in life to serve. That's why we're still here. Whenever we come to this juncture in time, where the old year is coming to an end and the new year is just starting up, many people have a custom to make a New Year's resolution. Did you make one? Well, there's a wonderful resolution. It's twofold. Resolution is to have the resolve of looking to the Lord each day to preserve us in the Christian faith through our use of the Word of God and sacraments, and keep us in that faith to the very end till we enter eternity. And secondly, that God grant us the grace to do all that we can to carry out our primary mission. What is that mission? To serve as lights in this world so that people can see the light of God's saving grace in the face of Jesus Christ. To that end, we pray together with the psalmist. God be merciful to us and bless us and cause his face to shine upon us, that your way may be known on earth, your salvation among all nations. Let the peoples praise you, O God. Let all the people praise you, let the nations be glad and sing for joy. For you shall judge the people righteously and govern the nations on the earth. Let the peoples praise you, O God. Let all the peoples praise you. Then the earth shall yield or increase. God our God shall bless us. God shall bless us, and all the ends of the earth shall fear him. Amen. Please stand. And the peace of God, which surpasses understanding, shall keep your hearts and minds in Christ Jesus. Amen. Please be seated. In addition to our general prayer for the new year, our prayers have been requested for Ida Drews, who we recently learned is suffering from pneumonia. And we also want to offer up a prayer for those who have suffered a terrorist attack in New Orleans on New Year's Eve, where 10 people were left dead and dozens were taken to the hospital. We pray. O beautiful Savior, Lord Jesus Christ, who by your infinite wisdom, love, and might rules our lives, we pray, guide the destiny and bless the future of Ida, that whatever may result from her illness may be according to your good and gracious will. If it is your will, restore her body that is worn through years and years of toil. Spare her pain and suffering, and may she find helpful rest. Above all, comfort her in this time of affliction, with the blessed assurance of your mercy, which is freely given to all who trust you, and which covers a multitude of sins, May she never forget the tremendous suffering and terrible shame which you bore for her, so that she could be an heir with you of heaven's glories. Do not let Satan tempt her into impatience and unbelief, but to strengthen her faith through the Holy Spirit, that it will triumph over all earthly sorrow and physical afflictions. This we pray in Jesus' name. Amen. We also pray for all those who suffered as a result of a terrorist attack. Pray, Lord, that you will be present with those who are suffering and bring healing to those who have been injured. Help people there come to a knowledge and trust in your saving grace, which alone can give hope, hope for a blessed future in eternity. We pray also that of those people who are filled with hatred, that you will turn their hearts to love, so that they will live at peace rather than seek to destroy. All this we pray in your name, dear Lord and God. O God, our gracious Father, as we stand on the threshold of the new year, we're painfully mindful of our stubborn and sinful natures, which have often led us to do the very things you've forbidden, and to neglect the things you've commanded. Do not be angry with us on account of our sins, but for Jesus' sake freely pardon us. Father, we are also mindful of the blessings you have showered upon us in the past, and also our need for your continual presence in the future. Years come and go, but you, our God, are ever the same. We are confident that from day to day and year to year, your tender kindness and compassionate love will rest upon us, because you've adopted us as your dear children through Jesus. We thank and praise you for this, and we desire to serve and obey you. Watch over us lest we become victims of pride, of lust, of selfishness, of lovelessness, or any other evil attitude of our sinful flesh. Fill us with love toward others, so that we're willing to lend our help to those who require it, and to be generous to those who are in need. Keep us from all bitterness toward those who may have wronged us, and move us to forgive them as you have forgiven us. Give us grace through the Spirit to resist the devil, the world, and our flesh with a steadfast faith that is nurtured day by day by your word. Bind the hearts of the membership of this congregation with the bond of scriptural unity, and grant an increase in faith and membership. Give each of us the courage and ability to witness to others of the faith that is in us, and grant that many may accept Jesus, their priceless treasure. Rule the nations of this world and their leaders, causing them to pursue peace and not war, and persuade them to be kindly disposed towards the gospel, that mission work may not be hindered, nor any country closed to the gospel sound. Deliver all who have been suffering injustice, also the politically oppressed. Feed the starving and rebuild those devastated areas of the world. Watch over us, ever guiding, guarding, and keeping us. Grant health to our bodies, and of your mercy, may this new year be a time of healing for all who need it. O merciful God, we dare to make our request known in Jesus' name, because he is our Savior. And in his name we also join to pray that prayer which he has taught us to pray. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory, forever and ever. Amen. We continue singing the next hymn, 899, Across the Sky, the Shades of Night. Please stand. We join the responsive reading that's taken from Psalm 111. Praise the Lord. I will praise the Lord with my whole heart. Of the upright and in the congregation. The works of the Lord are great, studied by all who have pleasure in them. His work is honorable and glorious, and his righteousness endures forever. He has made his wonderful works to be remembered. The Lord is gracious and full of compassion. The works of his hands are verity and justice. All his precepts are sure. They stand fast forever and ever, and are done in truth and uprightness. He has sent redemption to his people. He has commanded his covenant forever. Holy and awesome is his name. The fear of the Lord is the beginning of wisdom. A good understanding have all those who do his commandments. His praise endures forever. Receive with believing hearts the benediction of our Lord. The Lord bless you and keep you. The Lord make his face shine upon you and be gracious unto you. The Lord lift up his countenance upon you and give you peace. Please be seated. We conclude our service with the final verses of hymn 896. Good morning. This coming Sunday, we'll be celebrating Epiphany Sunday with Holy Communion. Also, the officers who have been just recently elected to our council will be installed. Now, I should make note that next announcement was not in the bulletin because the bulletins were run off before our teacher went on a vacation. She's the one who runs them off for me, so these are additional announcements. So next Sunday we'll also be having a call meeting, hoping that the Lord will send us a new pastor, resident pastor. Also, the Christmas decorations will be coming down and be putting them away. And you can see the announcement about the reports, when they're due and when we'll be going through them in the meetings. And may God in his grace be with you